From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Al-Shabaab gunmen attack university in Kenya. Al-Shabaab gunmen have attacked Garissa University in northeastern Kenya near the Somali border, killing at least 14 people and wounding around 60 others. Gabe Joslow files this report for VOA.
Kenya Defense Forces have responded to the attack and have been conducting operations to secure the campus. Kenya's Red Cross says the majority of the casualties have gunshot wounds. First-year student Mercy Chebet, speaking to VOA, said she was sleeping in her room when she was awoken by the sound of gunfire at about 5 in the morning.
It started in the classes, and we were in the hostel sleeping. So when we had the bullets, we just moved out of the hostel and ran to the field.
Chebet said the gunmen then moved into the dormitories and began firing. She said she spoke by phone to some friends still inside.
They are inside, they have been held inside, and the policemen are outside. We don't know what will happen next.
The town of Garissa in northeastern Kenya is about 200 kilometers from the border with Somalia. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
The militant group claimed responsibility for the attack a few hours after it began on Thursday. In a statement, Al-Shabaab said the attack is revenge for Kenya's troops fighting in Somalia. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said Thursday there was significant progress in negotiations on the country's nuclear program, but that Iran and a group of world powers did not yet have an agreement. Mr. Zarif spoke to reporters in Switzerland during a break in the talks, which continued for a second day past the original midnight Tuesday deadline for reaching a framework deal curbing Iran's nuclear activity in exchange for sanctions relief. Mr. Zarif met for several hours early Thursday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. This is VOA News. Nigerian President-elect Muhammadu Buhari says his government will spare no effort to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency. He spoke in Abuja on Wednesday after Nigeria's Electoral Commission officially named him the winner of Saturday's presidential election.
You are all my people, and I shall treat every one of you as my own. I shall work for those who voted for me, as well as those who voted against me, and even for those who did not vote at all. We all live under one name as one nation. We are all Nigerians.
President Obama congratulated Mr. Buhari on his victory and praised him and defeated incumbent Goodluck Jonathan for their role in the peaceful transfer of power in a country familiar with military coups. He also pledged continued U.S. support. Al-Qaeda militants stormed a prison in southern Yemen on Thursday, freeing 300 inmates as fighting continued in other parts of the country between Shiite rebels and pro-government forces. Security officials said Khalid Bartarfi, a prominent figure with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, was among those freed from the prison in Al-Mukalla. Meanwhile, Houthi rebels fought into the center of Aden, the port city that is the last remaining stronghold of those backing President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. Mr. Hadi himself fled Aden a week ago as the Houthis pushed south in an offensive that brought Saudi Arabia and other allies to launch a campaign of airstrikes to try to halt the advance. The sound of emergency vehicles as they respond after a suicide bomber killed at least 17 people and wounded 50 others in Afghanistan's eastern Khost province on Thursday. A spokesman for the provincial government, governor, told VOA that the bomber struck a rally being staged against alleged corrupt practices and of the provincial government. An Afghan lawmaker, Humayun Humayun, is among those wounded. Civil society activists and some lawmakers have been leading the anti-government protests that erupted a week ago in Khost, which borders Pakistan. A spokesman for the Taliban has said it has nothing to do with the Khost blasts. The United Nations human rights chief has criticized Thailand's military leaders for replacing a state of martial law with an even more draconian decree that grants the kingdom's junta sweeping new powers. Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha said this week he asked the country's king for permission to lift martial law. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.